To say that Tartuffe offended French Roman Catholic Church and high society when it was first staged is something of an understatement. This is a farce that so enraged and enthralled its audience in 1664 that it sought to have it banned in any shape or form, even after the playwrights did several rewrites. Even King Louis XIV, yes, who enjoyed the work, censored it apologetically. Although one does not doubt the good intentions of the author, even so, he forbids it in public and deprives himself of this pleasure in order not to allow it to be abused by others less capable of making a just discernment of it. It is this sort of delightful censure that whets the appetite for plays such as Tartuffe, written by Molière, the French master of comedy. Unfortunately, I always love that, unfortunately, 9 years theatre, which has a sterling reputation for precision and slick ensemble work, loses its footing in this Mandarin adaptation of the garrulous comedy, weighing it down with a heavy, over-conscientious seriousness. The titular Tartuffe, Hang Tian Zhou, a con man pretending to be a devout religious figure, attempts to wheedle his way into the good graces of affluent patriarch Orgon, Darius Tan, so that he can marry Orgon's daughter, Marianne. Marianne, right? Jinto chases the skirt of his wife, Emery, Miachi, and inherits all his money. Everyone can see through Tartuffe's character except Orgon himself. But this Tartuffe cannot seem to decide if it is a comedy or a cautionary tale. Even if the intention was to leave the play's comic roots behind, all of comedy's component parts are in place. Deeply embedded in the play's DNA, the blustering buffoon, the rhythmic entrances and exits, the dialogue set up for witty exchanges as nudge winks, setting the stage for farce only to realise that it has been completely ignored. Nelson Chia is a careful and meticulous director. He has strong sense of precision when it comes to calibrating an entire ensemble's emotional arc and knows how to ratchet up the collective tension. This was so beautifully to watch. Yeah, it was so beautiful to watch in his take on the courtroom drama 12 Angry Men, yes indeed, and last year's three-man comedy Art. This time, however, he just can't seem to let loose. There is a certain melodic messiness to comedy. It should feel earthy and natural and light to the touch. There's the joy of the farce that it knives you in the gut when you aren't looking because you are laughing too hard. Good sight-splitting comedy is so seamless you don't even realise how tightly the ensemble is operating, how well-rehearsed and well-timed their lively exchanges are. Here, you can almost feel the actors counting the steps they take or the seconds they want to pull off a comedic flourish. I think they were actually counting.
Yeah. They were you feel it, right?
They were actually counting. Because, yeah, especially the hyphen and all, they were actually counting. The predictability works when he pays, when the payoff is worth the wait. But those explosive moments of I told you so comedy are far and few in between. Few and far between. The ensemble also does not seem strong enough to carry the extravagant humour forward. The only actor who truly holds her own is the wonderful Jaylin Han, a seasoned hand on the Chinese theatre stage. Her maid, Seta Dorin, is the wonderful subversion of Juliet's nurse. She's smart, sarcastic, and animated, and laughter follows in her wake. There's a gleeful moment when she attempts to protect the family from Tartuffe like a mother hen in the children's game of Lao Ying Zhuo Xiao Ji, literally the eagle catches young chicks. But she's the only bright spot in a fog of otherwise leaden delivery. Hua! That is one metaphor.
I felt pained.
The ensemble is so overtimed and over-orchestrated that there is a stiffness to most of the actors. It could be a stiltedness born of the language, which does not help by trapping them in long philosophical arguments they cannot quite break out of, but there is also a lack of charisma to bolster characters who should be leaping off the stage. It is difficult to see why anyone would fall for actor Hang's Tartuffe, whose presence hardly made an impression on stage. The best moments are those rich in double entendres, where the actors can really dig into raucous, fun exchanges, and even then, they come too little, too late. The English super titles could have been time for rapid banter, but they were so pompous and verbose that they lost all sense of the happy exchanges taking place, leaving non-Mandarin-speaking audience to wade through enormous paragraphs of unwielding text that trade on well beyond the onstage punchline.
Yes.
Chia is an intelligent cerebral director, and I have no doubt that he grasps how emblematic this comedy could have been of the many hypocrisies that still plague us today, whether in terms of religion or politics. The question is, Should the play adhere religiously to classical convention or attempt to engage the audience on a contemporary footing, easing up on the dated language and finding entry points that retain the original script's fast-paced humour? Sadly, this cautious, plodding Tartuffe has removed its tongue from its cheek and in the process has also lost its bite. Nice metaphor! Very nice metaphor!
I'm a big fan of Nine Years Theatre.
So am I!
And I was very, very disappointed when I saw this production. But if you notice, right, I tried to also background what kind of a director Nelson is.
Yes.
I know what kind of a director he is. I know what he's capable of. And when he's given something that he really sinks his teeth into, he's very, very good.
He's very good.
It pains me a lot when I have to write a bad review. Because I know these people, I know the productions, but if it's bad, it's bad luck. So as much as I love the artists and what they're doing, and I do write for artists, you know, when I write a review, it's both for the audience and for the artists. So as much as I know my informed audience, you know, you cannot wish ill upon your readers as well. So that's why I put this paragraph in, because I need to background. Whenever you give a bad review, you cannot just scathingly pan it without giving a reason why. You cannot just say it was so awful because it was awful. You know, you cannot just superficially dismiss it because it's very unfair to the artist that you do not analyse where he went wrong. If not, then he's like, I don't know where I went wrong, why should I care about what you said? So you should explain where you think he went wrong, and then you have to explain.
Also, to contextualize what kind of artist he
is. I don't think I would have published a review without this paragraph in, because you have to give that Nelson some.
And you reiterated it again, so in the beginning, and then later you also reiterated as an intelligent cerebral director. So you did it twice, you framed it correctly, and I think what I liked about this was you propositioned as to why it didn't work.
Yeah.
I think it's very important. I think this is where a lot of people who pan productions, they just slam, slash, burn. They never really tell you, but they never really tell you actually what went wrong.
Yeah.
They just tell you it was so bad, it was wrong.
Yeah, I felt horrible, it was terrible.
Yeah, so...
That doesn't do anyone any favours. Hopefully when the reader reads it, they're like, oh, okay, this is why I felt like that. You know what I mean? Like, I try to maybe edify the reason why, I try to explain that inarticulated feeling you are feeling. That's the job of the critic also. And also, the great thing is, I published this, and then I gave Nine, because I like them a lot, I gave Nine Years Theatre a heads up. I said, I'm very sorry guys, but it didn't work for me. As I said that the day before, so that they don't open the papers next day and go, oh shit, like she did not like this production. So I prepared them, and then I don't usually do this and I don't know if there's a protocol or whatever, but because I work with them, I work with the industry so often.
Correct.
Yeah, so, and then Nelson texted me and said, thank you so much for writing this review, I really enjoyed reading it, and Tartuffe was a very difficult play for me, something that I had never done before. And this has helped articulate some of the reasons that I think why it was so hard for me. So I was very touched. So I gave them a bad review, but you know, it was taken in the right spirit. Yeah.